that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, that old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
that old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel.
Good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you live this September 14th, 2019, live from the Radio Ranch. We've got a full crew this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
And we say good morning, Brother Tim, all the way from
good morning.
Sunny Nebraska. Well, good morning. And Brother Jonathan's on with us, too. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Say good morning to you, the remnant. Just getting a good sunrise out here in Wyoming at the Radio Ranch. But know that you guys on the East Coast, in the middle of the country, the day's already getting going. And you West Coasters, well, it's a little earlier out there. So we thank you for joining us. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. We know that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is here because His Word says wherever two or more are gathered, He is there also when they gather in His name. And we do that. We gather in the name of Jesus Christ, first and foremost, the only name that there is salvation in. And so we'll have the phone lines open this morning, have plenty to talk about. Jason, if you'd open us up in prayer, we'll sure get started with that.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this day. And we ask, Father, for your blessing upon it. We pray that you give us the words to speak, Father, as we go out over their way. Pray, Father, that this program is a blessing to the saints and a blow to the saints. Pray, Father, that you deliver your people from the conspiracies of men, the schemes of the devil, the power of the dog, and all the forces that are coming against your people. Father, we pray that you war with those that are warring against us. Father, that you shine your face down upon us, that you bless us, that you keep us, that you allow your face to shine upon us and grant us abundance. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Remnant, again, we have the phone lines open if you'd like to call in this morning. And You know, when our pastor put this together, that's kind of how he put it together, was an opportunity for fellowship, an opportunity to get together with like-minded people that you wouldn't have to worry if a thought slipped out that was a thought of truth or a thought of how things really are, how things are described in the Bible, that you didn't have to be a metrosexual Christian, at least on Saturday morning when you got together with the Wranglers. And so the phone lines are open if you want to call in, 307-745-5913. And the very thing that he prophesied about, that are one of the many things that our pastor taught on, thought crimes, that the time was coming that you would be punished for your thoughts, not such, you know, and boy, if you put those thoughts into words. And we are seeing reports on social media, seeing reports at universities and colleges and in the workplace, that to speak out on lawlessness, to speak out on, well, specifically maybe illegal immigration, that is being determined by the powers that be. That is being determined by those administrators in the workplace and administrators on social media as hate speech, and it's being promoted as that. Our pastor taught on George Orwell's book, 1984, where words are changed and the meaning of words are changed, and the populace is dumbed down to where they are just given these, you know, blurbs, work, trust, and we see that. We're seeing that very thing come, you know, this invasion that we're under is called immigration. It's not immigration, it's invasion. And it's as illegal as it can be. And if you speak out against it, there's many places that call that now hate speech. And we'll come against you. There's, you know, even California, the illegal alien that shot and killed Miss Kate as she's walking down the boardwalk just a few years ago, was convicted on one count of murder, and that's recently even been overthrown. And so it's just part of the more spokes in the wheel of the lawlessness that is overtaking at least certain parts of the country, and in certain parts of the people as well. And you know, without God, they don't know what's going on. They just kind of go along with the crowd, you might say, to where you can't, you know, and if you can't say things, if you can't say that illegal immigration is wrong because it's hate speech, well, then pretty soon, within a generation, it's going to be thought that way. And our enemy understands that. They understand that with this, we brought it up before, with this filth of the drag queens. And that's why they have these drag queen story hours, so they can go in and indoctrinate the children and get them used to seeing and saying and used to the words, the filthy words that are in their books, and seeing these abominations before them. And the more they see it, the more acceptable it becomes with this next generation. It is lawlessness.
The good news is that they're not hiding the fact anymore that those that are in the LGBTQ, ABCD, whatever other letters they add each week, they're seeing the fact that, in fact, they're openly admitting that more than 50% of their membership is satanic. And there was a church there in California that came against the drag queen reading hour in the library. There's no doubt about it. I mean, these are Satanists. And they broke into the church. And actually, I guess. like the outside of the church.
Yes.
The Satan is the king of the world, and the Satan is symbol, and everything else. But, you know, time's come. Choose ye this day who you shall serve. You're going to serve Baal, then just sit back and do nothing. But if you're going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, then it's time that we start to take a stand against these things. And you know what? There's strength in numbers. If all the churches in that town, or even in that city, or wherever it was, would have taken that same stand, then, you know, there's strength in numbers. And the other thing, when we talk about the things that our pastor told us about, I can remember probably, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, he talked about snitch colony and how that was a tactic of the communists. And it was strong for a while. Remember, it was promoting basically to turn on your neighbor, and if you see something, say something, and it was thwarted, and it was thwarted because of our prayer, the prayers of the saints, and we need to be praying more so than against these things. This red flag bill is really nothing more than communist method of oppression, and you know the dumb goyim. They think it's a good thing, but their bottom line is, if you don't think that it can happen here in America, guess again, it already has. If you look at the no-fly list, if you're on a no-fly list, you cannot get off of that list. I mean, they won't even tell you the evidence that they have against you from what I'm reading. And, you know, it's just a matter of time with anyone who oppresses, who disagrees with the way that they see things should be run is an enemy of the state. And that means conspiracy theorists. And I got news for you, you people that are on social media that are throwing your pearls before swine on an hourly basis, some of you, got news for you. That's all going to come against you at some point. I was reading something about the history of Facebook and what the symbolism is and all of that, and it all goes back to demonic heritage. So it's so important these days, especially we have to watch our children with their stupid social media accounts, that you need to think before you post anything. You need to think before you let anybody be your friend or however that works. I don't know. I don't do any of that crap. But the bottom line is they're using all of these things against our people. And you know, pretty soon it's one of the major things that they're calling out for now, and you can see it, is the white supremacist thing. I mean, if you're a white male Christian, you know, straight male, then you're a target. That's right. The bottom line,
right? They present you as the enemy. They do. Guys, the phone line's ringing. Let's visit there. Good morning, welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning, man.
Good morning.
Praise
Joe.
The Lord. Well, it's funny that you should bring up the spying deal. Did you know, or have you run into this, that the census workers are now scouring the hinterlands for the malefactors, particularly in my neighborhood? Well, I don't have a neighborhood. I've got like an area that I live in. There's almost nobody around here. But they're still spying around, and this one lady came by, and she was asking about my neighbor across the street who owns some property. And it seems that he has a number of tool sheds and everything set up here and there, because he does a lot of excavating in his back property for his deer hunting. He lays food plots and whatnot. And she was coming. She came around. She was asking me, "Do you know anything about that building there up on the hill? I can't get there." She was fully capable of getting there because she was driving a four-wheel drive Jeep. But she came over here because I was working in my front yard. She saw me there and pulled in. And she was asking, "Oh, do you know if there are any electric lines going to this?" I know everybody flatly said no, because it's the truth. I don't. And she whipped out the old tablet. She was asking me my name and my phone number. And you know very well that with that power that she has in her hand, that she could find that out in a fraction of a second. So I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't help you. So they got the census workers out spying. If that encompasses their pay grade, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, no doubt they are.
Pretty early too.
Yep, they are all over.
Pretty early for the census workers to be working already.
It is, and I think they tie in with the county assessors, and you know we've had stuff like that too, Joe. You know, people show up and what is this building, and what do you do here, and why is this like this, and things like that. And
that's exactly the same woman showed up twice in the last probably 5 years or so, asking about my garage. It's a two-story garage. It's just used for storage, and there's no electric lines or anything. It still has the stickers in the windows when the brand new windows were put in. She was asking me, does anybody live up there? Does anybody live up there? Or if their taxes, plain and simple.
Sure. That's part of it.
That woman is, if she works for an entire year at, say, $12 an hour, plus expenses for gasoline and stuff, if she hits on 10 people that are living in buildings illegally, so to speak, her pay, as well as everything involved, is well taken care of. So their percentages are in their favor. So
yeah,
and they're relentless. They they just keep on coming.
They are. Yeah.
And in Pennsylvania here, it's a law. If you start construction on a new building, all of the necessary permits and fees. In addition to that, it's mandatory that you have an in-house sprinkler system and fire detector, hardwired in, not battery operated. No matter how big or how extensive it is or how small, if it's meant for human habitation, you got to have those things.
Yeah, that's been an NEC code for a lot of years, hardwired smoke detectors, but they are starting to make it a requirement to put in fire sprinkler in buildings over a certain size, and that's going nationwide. Thing I've noticed lately in the last couple of years are there's several vehicles, not just one, but several vehicles just here in Fort Collins that are code compliance officers. So they have specific vehicles, they're marked code compliance officers, and their only job is to go around and to find code infractions and report them, and then pretty much the sheriff will come, I think, and write the citation, because they're afraid to be able to confront anybody on these things. But just like you said, the building permits, I don't know, I haven't built in a while from the ground up, but I heard that the building permits have gone up like 500%, and then all of the phases of that, you know, you have to have all the inspections, which has always been that way around here. But bottom line is that these code compliance, they got stupid laws here in some of the towns where you can't have a campfire in your backyard because the smoke offends your neighbors and stupid things like that. So, it's just a communism, snitch colony, things Pastor Peters warned us about many years ago.
Amen.
Well, and it adds to the homeless situation too. I mean, housing is unavailable due to code infractions, or there can't be any new starts, and a lot of times when someone builds a new home, their old home is sold at a more affordable rate, or rented, or different things like that. And I know there's areas in the country where it's not even necessarily a question of they're short on rentals, or the rentals that could be, or the places where people could live, are unavailable due to just what we're talking about, code infractions. They're not capable of supporting human habitation because they don't have whatever amenity that they need that the state thinks should be there.
Amen.
Yeah. What they're trying to do is curb the building of single family residences along with Agenda 2030 now. It used to be Agenda 20. What was it? 20.
Yeah, Agenda
21.
2030. Yeah.
Yeah, Agenda 21, but now it's Agenda 2030. And it's all about if you want to build a multi family unit and it's close to public transportation, oh man. That permit will go through so fast it'll make your head spin.
Yeah, no
but
doubt.
If you were in a rural area and you want to try to build a single family home, well, that's when the roadblocks start.
Right.
So it's all about stack and pack housing, central public transportation. Oh, by the way, now that you live in this apartment complex and there's public transportation available to you, you don't need your own personal vehicle anymore. And we talked about it before, and it was kind of comical, really, here in Fort Collins, which has been, Larimer County's admitted as being testbed for Agenda 21 and then now Agenda 30. But the bottom line is they built a huge apartment complex close to the university and close to this new Mason Street corridor, which is a major bus corridor to get through the city. And now there's buses that go all the way out into the suburbs. That's all, expensive. And sometimes you just look on the buses, there's like 5-6 people on the buses. Like, really? But anyways, it's all part of their agenda of what they're trying to accomplish through the Agenda 2030. So they built this big apartment complex, and they just decided that, well, people don't need cars, so they didn't have any provisions for parking. And that thing sat empty for, over a year. Finally, they had no choice but to acquire the property next to them at an exorbitant fee and build a parking garage because nobody was renting the units because there was no place to park their personal vehicles. So it's just part of the trend that's going across America.
It is. It is. Well, Joe, thanks so much for the call. You have a blessed weekend. And we've got another caller here. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, men. I'd just like to add a little bit to what the previous gentleman said. Some of what you guys were talking about is called the International Property Maintenance Code. And as I recall from many years back when this first came out, When the inspector comes to your property and sees a gutter hanging or something, it's a misdemeanor and a $500 fine. And each violation is a misdemeanor and a $500 fine. If they think they can get away with it, of course. But so how many misdemeanors can you get, in one day and have to go to jail? Some of the towns around here have openly confessed to the fact that they have adopted the International Property Maintenance Code, which comes from the UN, Agenda 21. And so, like I said, they've openly confessed that they've done that. So I just wanted to add that into what you guys were already talking about.
Yeah, they make it where it's unaffordable. Just like John talked
about. Right, the idea is to concentrate everybody in the cities living in Chinese shipping containers and that kind of thing.
Right. It is.
What state are you from? What state are you experiencing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think he's gone. So, but we are seeing that over and like you said, John, about the vehicles. The tags and the registration and the insurance that the rates that just all of that just continues to go up and up and up to where it's all but unaffordable. And then the emission standards, that's something Colorado has pushed on real big here lately uh, to to, I guess, in an attempt to meet the California emission standards. And it, it, you know, there's vehicles
that...
Yeah,
the funny thing was about 10 years ago, they actually did away with all of it. You know, they just decided that, well, it's not worth it. We're not going to do it anymore. And then it came back with a vengeance. But I believe it's private, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I think they farmed it out to private contractors, and they built, you know, these state-of-the-art facilities that are nicer than anything you can imagine, to, as far as if you were a mechanic or wanted to own your own shop, more like a laboratory or a surgical facility. And, you know, you pull into those things, and if you have any lights on your dash, you fail. If you have any alterations to your vehicle, you fail. It's not even about the emissions anymore. It's about writing as many, like he says, as many citations or fines as you can, and enforcing, you know, what they would call the environmental upkeep of your vehicles. It's just like the abomination when he did the cash for clunkers thing. You know, that didn't accomplish anything. And that's their goal. In fact, California is trying to pass the zero emissions right now. And like you said, the faggot governor we got here is all for it. You know, they'd like to make it where you can't even drive a fossil fuel vehicle, whether it's gas or diesel. But they're so stupid. They don't. Well, obviously they realize it, but they neglect the fact that electricity. Takes electricity to run electric cars, you idiots. And you're starting to see more and more of the electric charging stations put up, especially around campus, and they've always got electric cars plugged into them now, so it's working. I mean, bottom line is you can go buy an electric car and they'll give you 40-50% back as a tax credit, and they're dropping these cars. I think they were selling the Nissan Leafs for like $15,000, so they're pushing their agenda for sure.
They are.
Now, all of those EPA emission stations in the state of Colorado are owned by a private company out of Texas. And, you know, you talk about just the communistic aspect of it, too. I don't know when the last time you went down to one of those places, but, you know, you pull up, and it's a guy in a uniform, step out of your car, leave your keys on the dash, step away from the vehicle, go into this room. They won't even they won't even talk to you. They won't answer a question. They won't. They get you away from there. They have bulletproof glass and all the windows. They drive your car in there. They beat the living daylights out of your car on their emissions thing. I mean, driving it like, you know, just there's people that have nice cars that they take care of, and they get in there and they put them on the machine. And, you know, they'll rev them up to $4,000 or $5,000 and sit there. And then you come back, and it's like you ask them, you say, okay, did I pass? And they're like, they just look at you, and they're like, get in your vehicle. They'll get in your vehicle. They'll have you start your vehicle, and then they'll hand you the paper that says if you passed or not. And it's just, you know, it's a degrading process, and it's part of the programming. It's part of the program. But, you know, I mean, you stop and think about that. It's like, you know, they get tired of getting asked questions, and I can see why they don't ask questions. But, you know, I've tried to sit there and ask them questions, and it's like, hey, how do we build one of these facilities? How do we open one of these up so that we have a mandatory income on every vehicle that's got to come through here in the county every 2 years? And, you know, you talk about just the Gestapo, I mean, just the communistic aspect of it. It's just, you know that there had to have been some payoff to somebody, you know, a governor, a senator or something that got paid a lot of money and tells his brother, hey, we need to get in on this and, you know, let's build these facilities, and we can build every one of them in the state of Colorado and have a guaranteed revenue of this much money. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, just like the prison. Part of the game.
Yeah. Just like the prison.
Legalized racketeering.
Yeah.
And the bottom line of that whole thing is, I think what we're talking about is ownership of men's souls. It's jurisdiction between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. I mean, you know, you can see that what you have is what I have is mine and what you have is mine too. You know, that's the attitude that they have. There is no choice. There is no freedom. There is no benefit to you to go out and follow God's laws and work for your bread and keep the fruits of your labor and be a diligent, you know, person over your goods and over your property that God gave you. And we see that unless it affects them. It's strange how if it affects them, it's different. I was thinking of that situation with this school thing, and I can't say that lady's name. She was up for sentencing yesterday. 14 days in jail. I mean, the people whose lives that she's affected, who she shut out using their own system. But that's okay because she's a movie star. She fits their narrative, you know, of success and of good things. And so you get a slap on the wrist. But, you know, you have a, as the other gentleman said, you got a gutter hanging, that's $500 fine. I mean, you know, and there's a whole bunch of those things going on. And it's a James 1:8, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and you can see the instability in that whole system as they, as these things go on. The double side of the justice system, the haves and have-nots, and you know, the Lord's not going to stand for that. And when His people cry out, there is a remedy at law before the supreme law of the land, and. I think it's one of those we can cry out willingly, or you get drove to your knees until you do. So, it's, you know, there's recourse, but it's not going to be where a lot of people think it is. I mean,
yeah. Amen.
Well, speaking of that, one of the things too that you got to think about is some of the stuff that they got on the books that they're not even enforcing yet is, you know, like the. You know, it technically, if you go into get emissions and try to get your, if you go down there and try to get emissions on your vehicle, and then you go down and try to get plates on it, if you have over a certain amount of lift on your vehicle, you know, that's a violation, and then they will not pass emissions on it. If you have oversized tires and a different or smaller tires, if you have a different tire size than what's on the sticker in the door that that vehicle is supposed to have on, technically they're not supposed to. Pass it. They're not supposed to give you a pass on it. Now, they're not enforcing it, but it's there, and, you know, they can enforce it anytime they want. Which, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that just tells you they don't want people having lifted trucks. They don't want people going, you know, four-wheeling. They don't want people off-roading. You know, it's just, you know, it's a control deal.
Well, you know what's coming is they'll confiscate your vehicle, and they'll send it to somewhere to get repaired, and then you'll pay the bill. That's what's coming.
Yeah,
because that'll take care of another forced industry. You have the mechanic shops that are doing the work for these,
and they're already talking about that it's going to have to be a you're not going to be able to work. They're trying to get it passed where you can't go to the parts store and buy parts and work on your own vehicle. And is what they want is they want a state licensing for anybody that works on a vehicle, and you have to have that license, otherwise you can't even buy parts.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and it's a cookie cutter mentality, whether it's housing or vehicles, which is transportation, or whether it's they take all individuality, all flow of the soul out of everything, for lack of a better word, but you know, they don't. You're not allowed. They want. It's a 1984 moment. They want everyone to be exactly like the other. I mean, and you know, you can see the truth of the matter. They don't want you to have an opinion. They don't want you to have, because an opinion is a difference of thought or individuality, and that's, you know, that's their desire, is that everyone is just a rubber stamp. It's just a you know, and we see that going on. I mean, and it's everything from the agricultural industry to the industrial industry, as far as work goes. It's that way with purchases. They will control what you drive, and it's all based on some enigma that makes no sense to us, but they've got their goals in mind.
Amen.
You know, and they've got enforcement. So
that's right. Tim, we've seen that same thing in the education system. You know, when you were talking about that, the word Ritalin came to mind. You know, they've come up with this manufactured disease that they call ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, and it's called being a boy. And a boy, a real boy in the public school system doesn't fit their you know, mold that you're talking about, you no opinions and you sit still and let us spoon feed you these lies and you just take it. And that's, you know, that's where this manufactured ADHD has come from, that, oh, we have to drug up these boys to where they can sit in class and not be, you know, boys, not be hyperactive, not being run. Everybody here's got boys, and, you know, boys are different than girls, and boys want to get out and go. And I think that's just one example of this very thing you're talking about, that, you know, you have to conform. In that old movie, They Live, it was that way as well. As the aliens had come down, and, you know, that was it tied right in with the Orwell's book, 1984, that these are the things that you see, you know. You see conform, work, and no individuality. And that's, you know, the basis for our society. You know, the basis for our very way of life. And that is what is under attack. Western man, white man, Christian man is the enemy of the world. It's the enemy of the Agenda 21, the Agenda 2030. And John, you've said it before, because it is white, Western, Christian man that...
Straight men
that can appeal to their God, that are part of the dispersion, that are part of the greetings to the dispersion, that are those people that can cry out to their God, that can stop this, that can change this. And they're the only ones. And it's you, remnant, the only ones that can change this that's going on when we repent and return. And our enemy knows that, even if our people don't. Our enemy knows it. And that's the answer to the why. Why is this, you know, why is everybody, even the Democratic debate, you know, the biggest thing that came out of there, the one thing they could all agree on, the enemy is race, race, race. Cory Booker saying, the first thing he would do is form a commission, you know, to fight white supremacy. To fight white supremacy. See, it's all about race, 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 race. The evil white man, the evil white Christian. And so many people say why. And those that say why, they don't read their Bible. They don't understand. John, as you said, the time is now. And you know, the time is now. I know the time is, for me, was 20-plus years ago, 28 years ago when I came into this message. Because the Anglo-Israel message answered the questions. Why? Why? And it still does today, and that is what is needed. Yes, the gospel message, but the Judeo false churches in the land have perverted the true gospel message, and you know, that's what's so important about the Anglo-Israel truth, about who we are, who the people of the Bible are. That's why that's so important, is because it is those people that can cry out to God, that can repent and return. And it's those people that have, to the, as much as it's been done, fulfilled the Great Commission. It's not completely fulfilled, no, because, you know, the sky hasn't split yet. But as much as it's been done, who's done it? The white man has done it. The Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Celtic and kindred people. It was the people of Europe for 1,500 years. That's where the evangelists came from. That's where the people came from that heard the call and answered the call and fulfilled the Great Commission, taking the gospel to all the world. And of course, it was those people that settled this country that made the law of God their foundation, the foundation of the Constitution, the law of God. Love God and govern yourselves. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And when you throw that out, and that's what's happened, you have no more Western civilization.
The other thing all the demon rats agree on is disarm the American people.
So. Yes.
But I think it's kind of ironic when you look at here in California now, lawmakers passed a bill on Wednesday banning private prisons from operating in the state, a move which will likely cause the closure of four large immigration detention facilities that hold up to a combined 18,000 people, basically the ICE detention centers. So when you think about it, so here they make these sweet deals, right? This company that runs the private prisons there in California, but, you know, just like the demons that they are, they don't even keep their word with their companies on their own side, with their own the same agendas. You know, they'll if it comes down to something that will benefit them more, including these stupid private emissions stations in Colorado. If the government can figure out a way to make more money on it, and typically, if you look at it, there's always a term. You know, there may be a 30-year term or whatever it is, and at the end of that 30-year term, those deals that they make. They're by the wayside, but it's kind of comical, really, if you think about it. These guys think that they got it made. They built all these multi-million-dollar prisons. They got guaranteed income per inmate per night or whatever it is. And here you got the California legislation basically turning on them and saying, "Well, yeah, that was then. This is now."
And you can bet that they'll come up with something and. If they shut them down and make them where they have to sell them at a loss for pennies on the dollar, and then that happens, and then a short time goes by, and you look and see who buys them. And then if there's not legislation if they put up a flagpole outside, or if they build one more door, well, then it's okay. And they bought them on pennies on the dollar, then they reopen them, and you see who makes money on them then.
Well.
Because see that all over.
You think about it. You shut down the ICE detention centers. That's accomplishing one goal. But you shut down four major, large private prisons. And what have you done? You just promoted their lawlessness. And
right.
That's
right.
Their goal.
Well, that came out of the Democratic debate. No, nonviolent criminals don't deserve to be in prison. You know, you're talking five million. Half a million, I forget the numbers, the Democratic hopefuls are saying they'll just release as they shut down these private prisons. You know, back to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
It is lawlessness.
What are you saying, Jason?
Well, and I'm reminded of Isaiah 1:18 talking about, we have two groups there, and we're talking about gun control, and I remember our pastor saying, well, you know, they just couldn't breed that out of them. They came over here, and it's like, no, we're not giving up our guns, you know. And Isaiah 1:18 says, come down and let us reason together, saith the Lord, and, you know, your sins will be forgiven, and you'll be white as snow. But then you turn around and go to 2 Peter 2:12, and he says, unreasoning animals born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, reviling where they have no knowledge. And we see the reasoning and the unreasoning, and it doesn't really matter to the other side how many reasons we have to say, hey, we need our guns to protect ourselves, to stop encroachment of these things. We have people like, well, I think it was O'Rourke talking about, oh yeah, we're going to take your guns, you know, because... But you can come up with hundreds of reasons why everything he said is wrong and unreasonable. But you know, it falls on deaf ears because they're power mad, hungry individuals, and you know, there's a time coming when you know, we see it through the Bible over and over again, and that's why they hate the Bible. When God says no, He means no, and that's why they want that conformity. That's why they start all the things that they start in. And beat reasoning people down, or attempt to beat them down. You know, so we see that going on, I think, in daily lives. And you can pick almost any arena you want, and it's in your face. I mean, so like Jason said, whether you're down trying to get an admission certification, or whether, like John said, you're trying to get a house built or you're trying to bring out some godly morality and thought in a school system. It's all about us. I mean, it's encompassing, unreasoning, foolishness that the system dictates.
Yeah, it's funny that this company that operates those private prisons in California, the GEO Group, is crying foul as they're in the middle of the construction of a 512-bed expansion, and their contract expires in June of 2020. And will not be renewed under this new law, AB 32. It's kind of comical if you think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I got an email from Montana, and he says, Montana has no requirement for building permits, nor do they have state sales tax. Property taxes are relatively inexpensive. Jesus bless. Jules from Montana, but in Florida.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And as you were talking about,
I remember when Wyoming didn't have building permits and all that, you know, so just a matter of time for the communists try to get their foot in the door. It's like Colorado that, you know, people say, oh, you always complain about California. Well, I got news for you. The reason Colorado is the way it is today is because the Californians that came to this state, they ruined that state, and now they want to ruin this state, and they're trying to ruin Texas. But bottom line is, it's all about those that oppose God's laws, commandments, and statutes.
Amen.
Yeah, they leave California because they hate the way it is in California. They come to Colorado, and then they want to make Colorado just like it was in California.
Yep.
And I think here in Wyoming,
don't kid yourself. They target these states.
Right.
They've targeted Colorado.
They have.
Absolutely. Texas.
They've tried that here in Wyoming. It just hasn't. It hasn't occurred. I don't want to say yet, but it hasn't occurred. But I could rattle off to you. Yeah, right, there are. I could rattle off to you half a dozen California neighbors that we have here outside of Little Laramie that have moved from California. That, you know, and I think of one in particular, a great guy, but. It's just a California attitude is what we talk about, and it is it's not a good attitude. They sure like living out in the country and whatnot, but what do they want to do? They want to develop and make it like it was there, and they just don't see it. They don't. It's like a spell that they're in.
But a lot of them are people trying to escape too. I mean, I don't even know how you can live there anymore with the laws that are going on. I know there's good places in Northern California that people have lived there for years, and it's beautiful country, and that's part of the reason why the enemy has attacked it. But boy, I tell you what, you better be prepared. That's all I can say.
Amen. Amen. And we're seeing that. We've talked about it before. Out of Colorado, Cheyenne. You know, it's about 45 minutes east of us. It's right there on north of on I-25. And it is growing exponentially. They are having neighborhoods pop up like crazy, schools, hospitals, because of the mass influx, the mass migration of people coming out of Colorado, moving out of Colorado, moving up to Cheyenne, where there's no state tax, where it's a bit more conservative, even though Cheyenne we call it liberal because it's the state capital, but. Quite different from Colorado, and people are moving in droves. because they can commute 30 to 45 minutes back to their good-paying job in Colorado, but they can live in Cheyenne or on the outskirts of Cheyenne and not pay state income tax, not pay county tax, not pay locality tax, not have to go through the, Jason, what you were all talking about, the degrading process of your vehicle emissions. And Cheyenne is just unbelievable growth. Very similar to what...
Well, I got news for you. Laramie's coming because they just rated it in one of the 100 best places
yes.
to live in the country. So.
Oh, it is. You know, the people are seeing it, the property values and things that... the university's building some condos up right on the edge of the university, and I've seen the ad for it, and university condos starting in the low 400s. $400,000 where it's starting for a little condo because it's close. You know, I remember, we've been out here 18 years, I remember that being, used to be in Denver prices, then it was Loveland prices, then it was Fort Collins prices, and now it's, you're right, it has come. Now it's here. And yeah, Laramie's growing like crazy as well. It is.
Yeah, they have that, you know, there's been a couple things, and it's like, you, as you start reading into all this stuff, you know, I mean, the thing is you don't want people to be scared, but people need to be aware of some of the things that are happening, and, you know, I mean, you talk about these things, and I know, you know, there'll be some people out there that get nervous about it and get scared about it, and it's like, you know, now's the time to be praying, now's the time to be drawing closer to God. You know, we've got situations out there, you know, like one that I had pulled up here in Florida. You know, it wasn't that long ago. I can't remember. It was several months ago. But there was a Florida parents whose son was, they decided basically he had cancer and they didn't want to do chemotherapy. They wanted to seek alternative methods for treating the cancer. And they didn't believe that chemo was a good option for him, so they decided not to. Well, that kid over there in Florida, he was just permanently, they gave the state permanent custody of the child. You know, the first part of the article reads, the Florida judge has officially ruled that the state and not the parents represents the ultimate authority when it comes to making medical decisions for children. Noah McAdams, age 4, will now be forced by Florida to continue receiving the toxic chemotherapy treatments that we previously reported his parents wanted to cease because they were killing him. And, you know, that right there, that's why they want people disarmed. That's why they want people indoctrinated. That's why they want people on fluoridated water.
Yeah, amen. Well, you know, we talked earlier before we started the program about that abortion doctor in Illinois that they found over 2,250-some preserved fetal remains in his basement or wherever it was. And, you know, we keep praying that the things that were done in the dark would be brought to light and shouted from the rooftops. Just this week, they've admitted people in... STEM 1 or whatever it was, that yes, they were purchasing body parts, and yes, there was premiums paid for fresh parts, basically. I mean, as sick as it is, this is the truth. And they were keeping children alive after abortions so that they could provide the freshest parts. Now, think about that. Think about society. Think if God's going to put up with that. Then I read an article yesterday that I couldn't even believe. But, you know, today, what can you not believe? The fact is, there's couples, heterosexual couples, who specifically get pregnant, the woman gets pregnant, just to have an abortion. And some were bragging about 7, 8, 9 abortions. They use it as a form of birth control. I mean, that's how sick society's become. And these things are not hidden anymore. Amen. The fact that the Satanists have basically came out and said that, yes, we are, you know, for abortion. We are those people in the abortion clinics. We are the ones performing Satan rituals. They're not hiding anymore. Remember, that the message I did
on Sodom and Gomorrah was more significant than people realize. It wasn't just the sin of homosexuality. It was the sin of pride and the fact that they were flaunting their sin that God could no longer put up with. And we're seeing that in exponentially throughout the world and throughout, especially throughout this country. And we can't put up with it. If we do not take a stand right now, it's over. That's the bottom line. Anyone who calls themselves a Christian, a Jedi, you need to be standing up against these things, especially in your own town, against these damn drag queens in the libraries. All of this stuff, we got to start taking a stand against it, period. Or it's God's just going to, I mean, if we're not going to fight for it, why would he?
Amen. Amen. And if you're going to take a stand for it, you better be armored up. You can't be out there, absolutely, the mugwump. You know, the mugwump's not going to take a stand. You better not, as a mugwump, try to take a stand, because you'll get knocked off the fence. You'll get knocked off the fence and trampled underneath. And so you better decide, as it was said earlier today, who you going to serve? Who you going to serve, God
just about out of time.
Or man?
Better invite people to
church. That's right. And so you have to make that decision. We hope you make the decision to join us at church tomorrow. For more fellowship, for a review of the news, for a timeless pulpit truth, you know, from our pastor that will ring true today. I guarantee you that it will. And John, looking forward to your live message. We'll have communion, and so you can join us at church at scriptures4america.org, starting at 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and right there on the, just click on the live video stream. And if you have a good internet service, you'll hit it right there. If not, you can click in and listen. So we encourage you to join us. Take some time and do that. Well, men, we are out of time. Thanks so much. God bless, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 rolling.
Rolling,
rolling, rolling, stay high.
Ha!
Ha! Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, get them off. Move them out, move them out, get them off, stay high. Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more, stay high.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king.